Seulement un an entre Unhappy Girls et ce nouvel album. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous expliquer pourquoi il y a eu si peu de temps entre ces deux sorties?
I don't know. I just started writing songs and, you know, just decided to put out another record. It just happens naturally. So there's no really plan or anything.
Sur certains morceaux, vous avez une manière différente d'utiliser les sons. Je pense notamment à une chanson comme Father ou sur le dernier album, la chanson In the Needle. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous expliquer ce que vous avez envie de faire et pourquoi cette façon un petit peu particulière d'utiliser les sons?
You know, it's I actually had recorded Father years ago, and it was on just like a extra track on a record I released in Japan, and then I wanted to do just a different version, and I'm not really sure, you know, sometimes when you're in the studio, you just try things, and if you like it, you keep it, you know, and then the other song, In the Needle, is a, you know, it, when it goes into the voice, that's a friend of mine from years ago, and she had passed away, so I just was thinking, but that song is actually about her, so I thought, you know, it'd be nice to have her voice on the record, so...
qu'est-ce que vous aimez quand vous êtes en studio, que vous enregistrez?
When I'm in the studio, I'm pretty, you know, hands-on on everything. And then when I work with Andy, we're very close. And so he kind of knows exactly what I'm looking for. And sometimes, it's pretty relaxed, though. It's not, I think when I'm performing in the studio, it's very serious. And then when I'm not performing, it's in the studio, it's pretty fun. So it's heavy and light all in one, you know.
Comment est-ce que vous composez vos chansons? J'ai lu dans une interview plus vieille que vous entendiez tous les instruments dans votre tête avant d'écrire la chanson. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous expliquer ça un petit peu plus et est-ce que c'est vrai déjà?
I start with either guitar or piano is always the first thing, and then as I develop the song, I start to hear everything else and the melody and all the different, you know, overdubs or whatever. And then I kind of have a picture of what the song is about, but I haven't written the lyrics. The lyrics are last. I've never been a person who writes the lyrics first because I have sort of a landscape in my mind. So... there's just a feeling of what I know the song will be about. So.
Vos textes ressemblent plutôt à de la poésie. Est-ce que c'est quelque chose que vous voulez, que vous recherchez? Et comment est-ce que vous écrivez vos paroles? Et d'où vient votre inspiration?
I don't know. I think over the last few years, I kind of have simplified the lyrics a little bit. But, you know, it's really just, I don't really think about poetry or whatever. I just want to express maybe something I feel that I feel other people can connect to because it's similar to their life. And I really, I've never had sort of like, I know that some people have, well, this is my story. And, you know, I'm not like that. I'm more, you know, I think of everybody. I think of myself and how we're all connected. And then that's really where comes out in the songs and the lyrics. It's like a, you know, it's a way to communicate without, you know, because obviously you can't always talk to people. So, and I've always been fairly shy, but so it's a way to connect with people. There's a lot of love in it too, so. You ain't gonna run.
dirais que ce nouvel album, c'est comme une sorte d'hommage au hardcore de Washington DC. Je pense notamment à la chanson Fractured, qui est complètement incroyable, et puis surtout à la pochette de l'album sur laquelle on voit l'album de un disque de Black Flag. Est-ce que c'est le cas ou c'est autre chose?
No, you know, that photo is just a photo in my house. That's where I make, it's a, just a room where I make music at home. And, you know, that Black Flag thing has been sitting on my desk for ages. You know, I didn't really focus on that. I just didn't move anything. And it was just sort of a way, I mean, that's really personal to put a photo of your place, you know, but I just thought, another connection to, you know, people. And then, I mean, the record is sort of a tribute, but it's more of a tribute to a friend of mine who recently got cancer. And it's funny because each song, it's like, you know, if somebody close to you is ill or something's going on, you can be angry about it, or you can be confused or sad. And I really think that the record focused on all those emotions of how you deal with, you know, something that you're struggling with, especially when someone that you're close with is in pain. So that's really what it was about.
Vous voir sur scène, c'est vraiment une expérience à la fois super incroyable et vraiment bouleversante. Comment est-ce que vous abordez la scène, vous, de votre côté? Qu'est-ce que vous avez envie de faire?
Well, the live show is just my favorite. You know, I really love making records and I love being in the studio. I love to write songs, but there's just a way that, for me, when I was growing up, just when I would go see a band and a band that I really loved, or, you know, somebody who was solo or whatever, I just love the feeling of being in a room where everyone in that room is having like a special moment and together. And then it's like only an hour or something in your life, but you can look back and go, wow, that was just, you know, the feelings it brought to me. And it's the same for me when I'm playing. You know, I try to be completely honest with myself and the audience. And I just feel like we're all together. It's not like me on stage and the audience is here and I'm performing. You know, it's more like a connection. And so that just fuels me, you know, that feeling. I can't really explain why, you know, what I do on stage or whatever. Even if the band talks about, oh yeah, when you did that last night, I'm like, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be, you know, be aware of it. Because then to me, it's too weird.
Vous avez vu sur scène il y a 10 jours à peu près à Saint-Nazaire, et il y avait une sorte de d'écran avec une diapositive projetée pendant tout le concert. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous expliquer ce que c'était que cette image et pourquoi vous avez choisi de la mettre là pendant le concert?
It's just an old picture of Florida, and that's where I'm from, and so I just liked the image a lot, and it's kind of like a just a memory of living there, and more of a, you know, another personal thing. So,
est-ce que vous pouvez nous parler un petit peu des musiciens qui vous accompagnent sur cette tournée?
Yeah, the bass player is my friend Andy. He's recorded almost all my records except for the ones I recorded with Steve Albini. And Steve Albini also recorded a couple on Maps of Tacit and Died in the Wool, and Andy was there even though you know, Steve was there. So Andy's just like a, you know, it's great. He also played bass on all my records. And so it's just nice to have him play live because he's an engineer. He's always really busy. And it's kind of gives him a break from being in the studio all the time. And he's a great bass player, so it's nice to have him here. And then Mike is, he's from Athens, Georgia. And, you know, we became friends, and now he's playing the drums. So.
Yes, he's an amazing drummer. Mm-hmm. On avait parlé avec Ken Tiersen dans une interview en août pour la Route du Rock, et il nous avait expliqué à quel point c'était important pour lui, le disque que vous aviez fait ensemble. Il nous a expliqué que cet album lui avait donné confiance en lui. Et on avait notamment parlé de la différence entre le côté acoustique de la musique ou plus électrique. Et il disait que des gens comme vous montraient que finalement il n'y avait pas de différence, que c'était pas antinomique. Qu'est-ce que vous en pensez ?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you know, for me, I like all kinds of music. As long as it comes from an honest place and you can identify with it and you know that the artist is sincere and maybe they're completely different from you, but like the style, you know, like electronic or something, but you almost always can see when there's honest, you know, honest people and they things are really coming from their heart, whatever texture of instruments they have. And so yeah, I mean, working with Jan was great for me too, and it was, you know, we met each other, and we had dinner at his house, and we were both pretty shy. I mean, it's strange, you know. And then we started talking about records, and we were playing records, and we just really connected. It was really simple, actually, the way we. And then we said, oh, maybe we should make some music together, and then we just wrote every day, and it was really crazy because we would write, you know, like I'd say, well, I have this idea, and then we'd kind of later, each one of us would, well, let's put this on here, and that, you know. And what was great about it is whoever was putting something on there, the other person, say me or Jan, was like, oh my God, I was just thinking that myself, you know. It was really an amazing experience. And then we would record all day, and then I would go back to this apartment and stay up till 6 in the morning writing lyrics, you know. So I was like, oh man, I was so exhausted though. And then getting back up, you know, I wrote all the lyrics to this song last night, you know. I was up till 5 in the morning, but you know, I'm really proud of that record. And it's ironic now though, I think all his fans thinks he wrote the whole record and even the lyrics and everything, you know, because he's so massively huge, you know, so it's kind of funny to me.
Vous avez fait certaines chansons avec des membres de Rachels, ou aussi avec Joey Burns de Calexico ou Alan Sparhawk de Low. Est-ce que vous avez encore envie de travailler avec ces gens-là ou avec d'autres musiciens que vous aimez?
Well, I think especially all those musicians, they're all on my label in Chicago, Touch and Go. And it was just like the biggest family, you know. We're all the bands were so supportive of each other. And, you know, we all toured together and developed these, you know, very meaningful friendships. So I think because we were so close that it worked really well. I'm not really interested, except for with Jan, because we connected really well, but I'm not really interested in playing with people I don't know, because it's very intimate and you have to trust the other person and have the same ideas or
I'm not afraid to
question un petit peu piège mais importante pour nous. Trois albums sans lesquels vous ne pourriez vivre.
Definitely Neil Young. He's like my all-time favorite over the years, and very inspiring that he made so many records, and they're all so incredible and very different. And so everybody knows This Is Nowhere, Neil Young. That's really hard. Well, there's this one Ella Fitzgerald live record that I think was recorded in the 50s that I really, really love, and I've listened to that for years and years and years. You know, pretty much anything by Led Zeppelin. Really, I mean, I adore Led Zeppelin. Neil Young and Led Zeppelin, you know, they're classic rock, but, you know, I mean, they're just amazing players and writers. And...
Et pourquoi est-ce que vous faites de la musique?
Well, for many reasons. I think it's such a great way to express yourself and communicate with others, and yeah, I love music. I mean, I think I don't know. It's like something I could never live without. I don't know. That's really it, you know. Something that's just in me. I can't get rid of it, so I have to do it.
Dernière question. La tournée se finit ce soir en France. Quels sont vos projets pour la suite?
I have one show in Atlanta coming up. I haven't played there in a long time, and so that's kind of exciting. You know, I don't know. I never really plan things. You know, I think things just happen naturally. I may not, you know, I may not ever make another record. Who knows? I thought I wasn't going to make another record after Lit in the Light, and I've made two since then, so...
Oh, of course, but it's better for us.
I have no idea, you know, what I'm going to do. I mean, like I said, I was saying I was going to not record anymore, I wasn't going to tour anymore, and then it's like it creeps back into my mind. All these songs keep, you know, coming in, and these expressions, you know, things I want to express, so... You know, I mean, I've been telling everybody on this tour, oh, this is it. You know, I'm not touring anymore.
No. I won't play. No.
But they're like, oh, yeah, sure, you know. So we'll see after tonight. I was feeling pretty sad about it today, actually, so I might really miss it. Who knows? It's like breaking up, you know, with someone, or like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to break up, but I do want to break up. Yeah. So.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.